Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Beast by Donna Jo Napoli, narrated by Robert Ramirez.
Part 1. The Curse. Chapter 1. The Camel. The lion ape lunges from the tree, a moment too late. Bahram Chubina's arrow has already sealed his fate. I gasp roughly. Beast and warrior glow white, burning against the gold ground. The sun glints off the illuminated pages as it glints off the metal mar, snake that twists around and around from my wrist to my elbow. My fists clench. I am aghast at dying, aghast at killing. Orasmin? I turn, startled. Mother comes in, her face unveiled. She has not yet left the palace this morning. The pleasure of seeing the dark sliver moons under her eyes, her full cheeks, pulls me at once from the violence on the page to the sweet calm of our lives. Father, the Shah of all Persia, has promised to find me a suitable wife soon. I will be the first adult male outside the young woman's family to ever set eyes on her bare face, to ever know her mysteries. Warmth threads up my throat to my cheeks. I stroke my short beard and smile broad to hide my thoughts. Mother smiles in return. You're reading the Shahnameh yet again? She comes to my reading platform and bends over me. Her hair hangs wavy, freed from the braids that hold it tight at night and that she will rebraid before going outside today. It brushes my arm. With a fingertip, she traces the spine of the lion ape. His eyes speak anguish. Her words touch me with their femininity. Women speak through their eyes from behind the chudder, the veil that shrouds all else. They are accustomed to listening to the eyes of others, even those whose full faces show. Shall I read to you? Battle stories. Mother wrinkles her nose. I prefer Islamic verse. Islamic verses in Arabic. These are stories in our own strong Persian, and they're not all battle. Let me read to you of Malika falling in love with Shapur. Already I am thumbing back through the earlier pages. Mother squats and catches my hand between hers.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?